from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Looking at you, watching the shriveled flower you bloom.
Someone to call. Hello, everybody, and good evening or good morning, depending on what side of sleep you're on. Yeah, I'm joined today by my friend Day here in the studio. Say hello.
How's it going, everyone?
The people of the world love to hear your voice. That last song was Sister Bessie by Air. Great little track there. I found on accident looking for another song on Spotify. You know, that's always fun to have happen. And then this evening, it's just going to be like funk, old soul type things, and then some songs that my sister and my dad wanted to throw in the set because it's family weekend, so I figured, why the heck not?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Family weekend. Go family.
So you next, love to hear that.
Love to hear. So next we've got Changes Parts 1 and 2 by Mr. Neil Francis, followed that up with Little L by Jamiroquai, and then a song called Put a Little Away by Innovations. And that's about the next 15 minutes or so on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh no. not like me. Thank you. you. Ain't that a shame? They know the face, but they forget the name.
We're good now. Okay, so that last song was Put a Little Away by Innovations. It's a good track. They have two songs ever released, and they're both really good, so listen to the other one. Before that was Little L by Jamiroquai, and before that was Changes Parts 1 and 2 by Neil Francis. Also really good track. Okay, we're about halfway through my set here, so I'm going to ask my guest, Mr. Day here, we're gonna have a little fun here. So
we love to have fun here.
We love to have fun here at WMFL. So well, those last few songs are playing. I was doing the mini crossword on the New York Times games. Yeah, it's classic. We love to do that. We love it so much, in fact, that we are going to ask Day to rank the five New York Times games, because he's a bit of an expert on them. And that's a bit of a big topic for anyone who is familiar. So we've got the New York Times Mini, the Spelling Bee, the Wordle, the Strands, and the Connections. And I'm going to need that 5 through 1 in order. And I want you to tell me why, because people need to know.
For sure. So starting off number 5, you know, of course, it has to be the Spelling Bee. Mm. What a tragedy.
Absolutely.
New York Times, they had potential there with the spelling. Everyone loves spelling, but it just was not it. It was just not. It was just boring to play. And why play that when you can play other games on New York Times? Number 4, we're going with Strands here. Mm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing spectacular, but a game. I wouldn't play it, though. Why would you play it when you can play? You have such bangers like Wordle, Connections, and the Mini.
I would like to note, Strands is one of my personal favorites.
Wow. That's
so
surprising.
Because I appreciate the Strands, the fact that you cannot lose. There's no time, there's no losing. It's a zen game. You play it to decompress, you play it to learn, you play it to better yourself.
What's the point of a game if you can't lose? At that point, just like look up the dictionary. At that point, what are we doing here?
We're having fun, we're wasting time in class is what we're doing.
That's fair.
Okay, well, what do we got? What do we got number 3 here?
Number 3, this is going to be controversial.
Oh,
you
boy.
Know, this is the fan favorite. This is the Wordle.
Hold on to your chairs, everybody.
The Wordle?
The Wordle.
Is actually the most overrated New York Times game of all time.
I'm going to have to agree here.
It is so basic, but not in a way that it's classy. It's just, you enter a word, and then you can just guess based on that. It gets so tiring, quickly, repetitive. No highlights, no strong openers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just boring.
100% agree.
Yeah.
When Wordle was in its prime, there was some merit to that. Because the hype, the daily Wordle hype was what got
something.
People out of bed. That's what got people on New York Times in the first place.
Yeah.
So you gotta give some credit there. That's what put
it brought
New York
people
Times
in, but it's a different era.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
new
era.
Game now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 2. And this one, I was struggling a lot here between number 2 and number 1. Number 2, I gotta give to Connections.
Mm.
I love Connections. It's one of my favorite games. You know, just the clicking of the 4, and when it goes all the way to the top, oh my goodness gracious, you're just so happy. But you know, some of the topics are just not fair.
They've been getting too deep into their bag.
I feel like they've run out of ideas, and now they're doing like words that rhyme with other words, but instead of the last word being like the word it is, it's a different word.
Yes, and I feel like that's what happened to Wordle at some point.
I agree.
Because now we're getting words like a couple of days ago it was corer. Corer.
Unbelievable.
Corer. What even? A corer? Who knows what a corer is? Raise your hands if you know what a corer is. Nobody is raising their hands on the planet.
There's zero
right now.
People.
No one. And now we're getting into the Wordleification of connections.
It's actually so sad.
And it's sad to see a good player like that just fade.
It's,
you know,
it's like connections got an injury, you know, it's taken out of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad.
It's just getting old. Tom Brady retiring.
Do some commentary.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. But we have one spot left and one game left, so tell us about it.
And that has to be the mini.
Mm-hmm.
The crossword in its prime, when it was in the paper format, might have been the greatest idea known to mankind. I think it's the fire, the wheel, and the crossword. There's only one flaw. It was too big. It was too large. And you would get tired of it. You'd get bored of it. And with the mini, they reinvented the wheel, and they made it fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a simple yet classy. What strands could never do, this is what the mini did. And that's why I have to give it number one.
I will give you this. I mentioned earlier about what I liked about strands was that there was no timer, there was no point deductions or anything. Seeing the timer pop up at the end of the mini with that little bam bam ba da 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 da,
yeah,
that jingle, just the serotonin rush.
It's definitely there.
It's there. Seeing that time, if it's better than yesterday, if it's better than the day before that, that's a small victory for the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's another makes you get out of bed. You want to do the mini. You want to read these clues. You want to solve these clues.
And really, that's just a metaphor for life, you know? Improve yourself. Get a better time.
Absolutely.
Be better.
What is life if not a larger mini crossword?
That's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. And with that, I think we're going to play some more music on the music radio station. So it is Parents Weekend, I mentioned earlier, at Tufts University. And my parents were in town. My whole family was in town, actually. So I asked them for some music that I should play on the radio station, and they gave me four songs that I'm going to play over the next 15 or so minutes. And those are, in order, Quiet Houses by the Fleet Foxes, Watch Me by Labi Siffre, hope I'm pronouncing that right, probably not, I Got The, also by Labi Siffre, The Rest of Me by Michael Kiwanuka, and that last one I'm sure is going to be really good because I do really like Michael Kiwanuka. He is a great singer. Yes.
That's great.
Good pick there. So we're going to start it off here with Quiet Houses by Fleet Foxes. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh,
Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbiomes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
back when I was lost, stumbling around. You found me, now I can see my feet won't touch the ground. Fighting through the pain, no longer remain in that darker place. Lead me to the light, you don't seem to mind. Standing in the rain, though I give you the hardest time, you're resolute to stay. Help me realize there's nothing left to gain. Lord, I need your loving. God knows I gotta be leaving the rest of me behind. Behind, yeah. Your heart right next to me, leaving the rest of me behind. Behind us. Hide me from the noise, but I can't stand the sound of silence. It's so hard for me, I needed you around. Calling out your name, feel like I could drown. When I need your loving, God knows I gotta be leaving the rest of me behind. Behind. Your heart right next to me, leaving the rest of me behind. Behind us, yeah. God knows I better be bringing the best of me this time. This time.
That last song was, I gotta check, The Rest of Me by Michael Kiwanuka. That came out 2 days ago. That's why I had to check. I forgot the name of the song. Michael Kiwanuka is a great, great artist, great singer. I highly recommend that you listen to every single one of his songs as soon as possible. Probably immediately after the show ends. Yeah, I recommend it. Before that was I Got The by Labi Seyfray. Before that was Watch Me, also by Labi Seyfray. And then starting off there was Quiet Houses by Fleet Foxes. And those were all the songs recommended to me by my family over family weekend. So now we're back into my music. Now we're back into tuning out type music. So some more funk, some more soul, some more whatever the heck I want to do. So up next is Leave Me Alone by Lattimore, followed by Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, and then maybe some Will Smith or Stevie Wonder or Billy Joel or whatever we have time for. And yeah, that'll be about it. So thanks for tuning in, and hopefully if you're listening, I'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
Why don't you leave me alone? Go on home. I'm confused and weak. I don't want your alibi. You're not gonna see me cry. So please just let me be. I don't care who he was or whatever you did. That's between you and him. So
just leave me alone. Let me sink, oh, let me swim. Let me quietly decide if I'm gonna live or die. That's the least you can do in a world that seems to just crush every dream. Every time I believe in you, so please turn around and just walk out that door. Go on somewhere
here.